The documentary, titled Nine United for Equality, Reflections on the Struggle for Civil Rights in Chattanooga, grew out of an initiative between the Office for Equity and Diversity here on the UTC campus and the Tennessee Human Rights Commission. They first held a reception here on the UTC campus honoring nine of the leaders in the civil rights movement in Chattanooga in the 1960s. Following that ceremony, the commission invited UTC to be part of a larger statewide documentary on the civil rights movement. The documentary getting its premiere here on Monday is part of that larger statewide documentary, celebrating the work of the nine civil rights leaders, including Joanne Favors, who is now the state representative for Chattanooga and Nashville, but who in 1960 was one of the students at Howard High School who stood their ground while angry adults railed at their temerity to challenge the status quo.
We are the class of 1960, a very special one indeed, for we started the civil rights movement in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
The Reverend H.H. Wright, pastor of Wesley Chapel Community Church in the 1960s, is another of the nine people celebrated in the documentary.
I went home and pulled in the back. There was two white policemen in the back of my house. And I said, well, I guess this is it. One got out and come to me and said, preacher, don't come to town tomorrow, because they're going to get you.
Another of the nine celebrated in the documentary is longtime NAACP President James Mapp, who filed a federal school desegregation lawsuit against the Board of Education in Chattanooga in April 1960. Mr. Mapp thought it would be a simple matter once he'd filed the suit, since the Supreme Court had declared school segregation illegal in 1954. He estimated that local schools would be desegregated within 48 hours. Instead, he spent 26 years in court, despite the fact that somebody put sugar in his gas tank in 1960 and bombed his house in 1970. He spent 26 years in court fighting for school desegregation here in Chattanooga. Dr. Brian Samuels is director of the Office of Equity and Diversity here at UTC.
They opened some doors, you know. They changed some paradigms and ways of thinking. I think that has a number of strengths and wonderful outcomes as a result, you know. Things from red zoning, the housing market, you know, people couldn't get mortgages in certain parts of the city. You know, people couldn't use facilities and even come to attend programming or classes even at this great university that I love. And much of that doesn't happen for who knows how long without, you know, these civil rights leaders.
I don't think of it as leadership. You got to do the right thing.
Dr. Carol Burrs, a member of the Chattanooga City Council, is a professor here at UTC.
The bottom line is, you know, you're the one that you sleep with at night. You're the one that knows whether you're doing the right thing. We put labels on it or we give honors to it, but the bottom line is you're doing the right thing.
And this is where I dedicate my life to, because I do know and understand that we're not all treated equal. It won't be treated equal. On every hand, the structure and the system will always try to maintain a superior hand.
And that's when I came to the brilliant conclusion that I had to change the whole world. And that's what I set out to do.
We were trying to get them all, to the extent, reconciled to a spirit of community and a spirit of support for the right causes of people, not just black people, but all people.
The voices of Eddie Holmes, Johnny Holloway, and John P. Franklin, Jr., all among the nine civil rights leaders celebrated in the documentary, Nine United for Equality, Reflections on the Struggle for Civil Rights in Chattanooga, which will have its premiere on Monday, February 24th at 5:15 in the University Center Auditorium here on the UTC campus. Details are on the UTC website. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.